All right, here we are, the moment that probably a lot of you have been waiting for. We're going to get into the experimentation side of things, okay? And so I'm going to lay out all the ins and outs of that process for you. But before we do that, of course, you know, we've got to have conversations about why we're doing what we're doing so that it all makes sense, so that it all resonates. So we're going to go ahead and dive on in, okay? So first off, what we originally learned, and so why we're here right now, is because we learned that weight loss mentality, that eat less, move more equation, but also how to count and measure and weigh food, and how to diet and restrict and deprive and micromanage and obsess, right? How to ignore our bodies in favor of weight loss. That there are good foods and bad foods, or a right, wrong, should, shouldn't way of thinking around food, but probably a skewed version of healthy, that like carbs were bad, or fat was bad, or calories were bad, or food was bad, or that not a lot of food and eating a little bit is good, or whatever you learned, right? But also that learning how to control yourself is the solution. And really what that is we learned disordered eating, okay? It really is a thing. And it's like the diet mentality is disordered eating. And according to our friends over at Wikipedia, which you know I love Wikipedia, disordered eating describes a variety of abnormal eating patterns that by themselves do not warrant diagnosis of an eating disorder. So again, they get overlooked because it's not technically an eating disorder, right? Disordered eating includes behaviors that are common features of eating disorders, such as chronic restrained eating, compulsive eating, binge eating with associated loss of control. Disordered eating also includes behaviors that are not characteristic of any eating disorder, such as irregular chaotic eating patterns, ignoring physical feelings of hunger and satiety or fullness, use of diet pills, emotional eating, and secretive eating. So again, we're trying to just overcome this disordered thinking that we learned, okay? And so here's what we never learned, or maybe we forgot. Maybe we like just had it as a child, but forgot it along the way, right? We never learned this self-care mentality where it's about stressing less and influencing you. We never learned how to listen to our bodies and listen to our bellies, get to know ourselves, get to know our hunger, right? We never learned how to enjoy food or experience pleasure or let food just be food. How to care for our feelings rather than eating our feelings. And that oftentimes the typical weight loss methods are the opposite of healthy to the brain and nervous system, especially when the air quotes wellness world is throwing you these plans, right? We never learn that foods don't need a label, that there are no good foods and bad foods and no right, wrong, should, shouldn't. And we never learned an accurate version of healthy, like based on what your brain actually considers healthy, right? But also how to influence you, how to influence who you're being around food so that you don't have to control food. But also really like how to take radical ownership of your health by becoming a mad scientist and developing this experiment mentality, okay? And so we talked about this back in week one, like why experimentation? Why am I harping on it so diligently, right? And the first thing is like you're not a widget. We can't treat you like you are like everyone else and use a cookie cutter plan. We've got to find what works for you. And like, because to be honest, you're here because you tried that do this, don't do this approach before. And if you knew the right solution, you would be doing it right now. You wouldn't be here right now. And the truth is you don't. And so we need to find it. And we're finding it little by little. And we're going to just bring it on home this week. And the only way to do that is through experimentation. Okay. And so having an experiment mentality is really like finding the ingredients to your own magic recipe, the one that's going to yield you the best results while still enjoying the experience of your life. Only this time around, we're going to go fill it in with all the ingredients of what you know, what you like, what you don't like, what works, what doesn't. Like, we're going to use all of that as valuable recon this time around, because a real life isn't a product of a cookie cutter one size fits all assembly line at a factory. Like, that's not real life. A real life is the result of the experiments where you become the mad scientist and you set out to discover what does and doesn't work for you in your own real world, real life laboratory, okay? And so here's our hypothesis, right? If we're talking about the scientific method, fingers crossed, it's going to be easy and fun and feasible. Or as I say, keep it feasy, baby. Fun and easy and feasible, right? Something that you can easily sustain, that you can sustain this, or that makes you say, like, this makes me a better version of myself rather than dieting makes us a worse version of ourselves, right? It makes you feel free, okay? Where you feel like you're influencing what you can control and releasing what you can't. something that makes you feel good, right? And something that makes you happy. In this whole process, we want to just try some things on, keep what feels good, and leave the rest. It's all about experimentation, okay? And so if you look in your resource library, you'll see the difference between the tale of two experiments, like what is going to lead you to those short-lived, unhappy experiences and results versus sustainable results and experience that you actually enjoy, okay? Because remember, skills are supposed to get easier the more you practice them, right? That's the way the brain works. So like, for example, if I'm learning ukulele, it's supposed to get easier the more I practice it, right? But it's not always like this for every skill. When I was, you know, uber focused on just losing weight, like I was just obsessed with losing weight, getting fit, or like whatever words I was using at the time about the process, every time I started a new sprint, it did not get easier. And it didn't get easier as I practiced it, and it didn't get harder as I kept practicing it, or easier, I should say. It always got harder. And it got harder and harder to keep up with, because I may have gotten used to like constantly being hungry, or gotten used to that constant battle of, you know, should I go to the gym and work my ass off or stay right here? But easier, definitely not, okay? And so looking back, that's how I know that the methods and plans I was using, well, they just weren't right for me long term, right? And so in hindsight, I can see that some of those tactics were perfectly fine to use with the intention of like, okay, I'm gonna do this for a week or two and see what happens and see how I feel and then reevaluate. But I never went at it like that. You know, I always just blindly committed to things, not even thinking about whether or not I would still wanna do it in a few weeks or a few months from now, or let alone my forever self conversation. And then when I did eventually fall off the wagon, and I always did, because like who can sustain that very long, I proceed to feel uber guilty and pissed off at myself and believe myself less and less each time I went to commit to something new. Because the brain is designed and wired to get good at whatever you practice, okay? And so remember, short-term habits and long-term habits, they live in two different parts of the brain, right? And so if it's unsustainable, impractical, or you downright don't like it, like you're always having to convince yourself to stay the course, you're gonna be working against the brain. And that's because that long-term habit part of your brain, it's called the basal ganglia, it's motivated by dopamine. It's motivated by what feels good, okay? And so in order for habits to convert from that short-term part of your brain and move over into the storage part of your brain, like the long-term habit part of your brain, it needs to create a relaxed or pleasurable experience, okay? And so if whatever you are doing is like, if A, it doesn't feel very good, or B, it's not getting easier as you practice it more and more, and I'll throw in C, if it feels more like a stressor or a burden than it does a healthy habit, I can almost guarantee that it will never feel good and it will never get easier as you go, okay? So I always want you to be thinking about how you are getting to where you're going and how it makes you feel on the way, because it's that important. It's make or break. It's like either gonna work or it's not, because that's how your brain works, okay? So back to the experimentation side of things, okay? Your experiments are gonna feed into the following types of experimentation. We talked about the different kinds of experiments at play, okay? But just big picture, there's this long-term self-care, this long-term way of living that we want to figure out. It's this big, massive, big picture experiment. And it's really one big experiment that is an experiment of experiments. So you're going to keep doing a mini experiment, find what works, throw the rest away. Keep doing another experiment, find what works, throw the rest away, right? And that is the small picture like experiments that I'm talking about. We're gonna find your short-term self-care experimentation, which you're gonna be doing your first one this week, to really figure out what you want to keep or throw away. We're gonna be learning and gathering data as we go, okay? And then, of course, once you've gotten your freedom, you're gonna be able to use what I call short-term strategic sprints, not like carefree, like craziness sprints, right? To enter into that body conversation or body changing conversation. But you've got to bring the freedom with you first. You can't go into weight loss and then hope the freedom shows up. You got to establish the freedom, establish your long-term like equilibrium, and then enter into the weight loss conversation and bring the freedom with you, okay? And so these types of experiments, it's really just based on what I just shared with you. We have two different types of brains, like those habit brains. One's long-term, one's short-term, and we've got to always be working with the brain, okay? So what's going to happen first is first, we just want to focus on figuring out what's your long-term, can always count on it and can keep coming back to it, self-care plan and what that entails. And of course, we've got to experiment to figure that out. And we want to figure that out first. Like, what is your equilibrium, right? So in other words, yeah, what's your equilibrium point? Like, what does maintenance look like and feel like? Where is homeostasis? What's the self-care plan that would enable you to create that easily, happily, and permanently? Like, create that. The homeostasis, right? What is your forever plan and what's it look like, right? Then, and only then, will you be able to take that, bump it up a notch or two, and create what I call those strategic sprints to create a bit more oomph, which is, of course, a technical term, right? But most people do this backwards. They start at the sprint. They try to sprint flat out for as long as they can. And rather than adopting a long-term way of living, that's what keeps them stuck on that forever on again, off again roller coaster, because they do this backwards. And I'm sure that's why you're here, right? And so the truth is, you already know how to sprint. Like, everyone knows how to sprint. Finding your flow is the piece of the puzzle that's been missing. And so finding that long-term way of living that you can live with easily, happily, and foreverly is the piece of the puzzle that's missing as a skill set, okay? And so we want to begin with the end in mind. And we want to, of course, make this friendly to all of your three brains, which we're already doing, and figure out a way of living that will take care of you and make you happy forever, okay? So that is the journey you are on, and you and your life are one big experiment, okay? So that is where we wanna start. First, we're gonna experiment and find out what your long-term way of living recipe entails. It's kind of like, you know, starting off by finding your equilibrium or your maintenance point, and you're gonna get the ball rolling on this process this week, right? Then, once we have that, you'll get to intersperse more oomph into your life with those deliberate time strategic sprints to bring yourself some more results with a bit more oomph as well, right? But again, you gotta get the freedom first, okay? And so this is what's gonna set you up for that long-term success, because if you've gone back and mastered your long-term lifestyle way of living, like your forever eating way of being, right? When you're ready to stop sprinting, you'll know exactly where to go back to. So when you do decide to do a little sprint, like, hey, I'm gonna try this for a week or whatever, when you're done, because you know it's not like a long-term thing, you'll have your long-term way of being to just go back to. It's your safety point. You always can count on it, always their place, okay? You'll have that equilibrium point by design that was crafted by you from the beginning, because that's how we're doing it, to be easy-ish and fun-ish and feasible for you to live with forever and happily and ideally indefinitely, okay? Because remember, our new definition of results is that it's intensity in relationship to time, in relation to time. And usually consistency and intensity are inversely related, which we looked at. We looked at that new results perspective, right? Where we talked about where when intensity and results are like compared or related, that results experience, which is what you were doing before stressless eating, which was just like the results at the expense of anything, right? That favors that, of course, that like that repair mentality that we talked about versus that, or the weight loss mentality versus that like permanent care mentality, which is like that long-term intention that takes care of you permanently. And it's an experience-based experiment, because we know that in order to create consistency, intensity can't be crazy high. We've got to, again, slow is smooth, smooth is fast. We've got to take that perspective, because look, they literally are inversely related. Like if I want really fast results, I have to increase my intensity and I can't do it very long. Time has to go down. Versus that long-term way of living, the results might come a little bit slower, but they're consistent because the intensity is lower and the time that I can do it is indefinite. Remember, slow is smooth, smooth is fast. That is the game that we are playing, okay? Because this is a forever conversation, ladies. Like, we want to be looking for things that make you say things like, it's fun, it's easy, I could totally do this forever. And this makes me feel free. This makes me feel like the best version of myself. And you are continually experimenting to figure out what to integrate into your lifelong way of living. Like, again, we're going to just try some things on, see what fits, keep what works, and ditch the rest, okay? And so the simple solution to this is, first, we got to relearn. Like, we got to relearn a new way of thinking, a new way of being, and then use that to go redo and take action, okay? Because you don't know what you don't know. And you can't see what you can't see. And that's why you need new awarenesses and new insight, and you need some new food goggles, which we've already gotten, but we're gonna bring them into play even more, okay? So step one, we're just gonna, again, continue relearning how to be around food and how to eat. Again, notice I didn't say counting food. We're not gonna talk about how to count food or how to measure food or how to portion control. We're talking about how to use food as food and eat with freedom and choice and pleasure. We gotta put the pleasure back in, because again, I want you to enjoy your food. And as you know, I don't want you living in a world where chocolate chip cookies is wrong, okay? So First, though, I want to show you what this looked like for me. I want to show you how I relearned how to eat, okay? First, I went and got right with food. I decided that, like, I'm going to go heal this thing. And I went and got right with my emotional overeating. And I learned how to feed my body what it needs so that it is happy all year long. Like, a happy weight, a happy body, right? And so this makes my job of, like, keeping it lean-ish, because I am not the stick figure. I have curves on my body and a, like, badonkadonk that doesn't lie, or whatever they say. Oh my gosh, I'm totally, like, showing my dorkiness right now. But you know what I'm saying, right? I want to stay lean-ish and fit-ish, and my big thing is being pain-free, to be honest. If you know my story, pain is my nemesis. So staying pain-free is like my numero uno, right? But I want to make it super simple and super doable so that I can just sustain it. I'm not always having to like go crazy hard or, you know, I can just keep my body fit-ish and lean-ish all the time, right? But here's the big takeaway. Nobody could give me a blueprint to figure that out. I needed to give myself permission to go experiment. I needed to stop ignoring my body and using food as a major disconnect. And I needed to figure out how to connect to my body through food. I needed to create my version of food freedom, where food is just food, not the enemy or not something to control, right? And so here's how I experiment and how I'm inviting you to as well. I am not an extremist about it or a purist about it, right? I simply decide, like, what's my experiment going to be? And then I pick a short amount of time that I know I can commit to. I invite you into like 5 to 7 to 10 days at the most. Just pick a short amount of time for an experiment. And then I simply commit to following a structure of that specific experiment, okay? And then each time you experiment, you know, it's really a matter of just taking the good, leave the bad, and keep on going. And we'll talk about what I mean by structure in just a moment, okay? But here's the things I'm looking for, okay? I look at things like, which one did I enjoy? Like, am I feeling like I'm on a diet right now? If so, I need to tweak, right? Which one gave me more energy? And when I say which one, I mean like which experiment, because you're going to be doing multiple experiments, right? What's giving me the most energy? Which one is the easiest to follow, right? Which one doesn't make me feel restricted, doesn't make me feel confined, doesn't make me feel like I'm on a diet? Which one doesn't bore me, right? And I'm one of those people that can eat a lot of the same things all the time, but I know a lot of you aren't. And so boring is objective and subjective, right? And then how my mood is affected. So here's what I discovered years ago. I realized that, like, and that's why I'm such a big, like, big on the artificial chemical stuff from week one, because for me, it's not about the physical stuff and it's not about like being green or being a purist. It's about, like, I realized one time that artificial sweeteners were a big factor in my funks and in my depression, okay? As in, like, it was night and day when I took them out and then added them back in. And I didn't even realize like that could cause those adverse effects. And so I've been off them for quite a few years now. And it was a night and day change for me. So these are the things I want you to start noticing. Like, it's not just about your weight. It's like how you're feeling. And you don't know until you feel better how crappy you were feeling, right? So that's just one side of it. Like, how is your mood affected by stuff, right? But also, like, whether or not I'm spending my time thinking about food, because, like, I just don't want to be thinking about food all the time. I want to be thinking about it when I'm eating it, but that's it, right? Also, like, how it impacts my hunger and cravings. Like, am I always hungry? Am I craving stuff, right? Bottom line, I'm an advocate of trying everything under the sun in order to craft your perfect experiment and really your perfect food life. Like, we want to make this yours, right? And that's the one that's going to give you the best results. That's the one that's best for you. And it's the one that's going to allow you to enjoy your experience along the way. We have to make it a great experience or else you're never going to do it. And it's never going to go to that long-term part of your brain. Okay. So that might mean experimenting with a ton of different variables. And I'm going to give you a lot of them to experiment with. And I'll give you a specific structure. And all I want you to do is pick a period of time and just try it out. Don't think of it like a forever thing. Think of it like an experiment, a short-term experiment. And so here's the thing. If it challenges your discipline and gives you a new awareness of what something actually feels like, so for example, like, am I hungry or do I just want to eat? If it tests your willpower or simply allows you to start listening to your body, I'm all for it. Like, that's what we're doing here. We want to learn. We want to figure out that magic recipe for you, okay? So I crafted my ideal way of eating for energy and pleasure and health. Notice I didn't say weight loss or being lean or whatever, through experimentation. And I truly believe, as in I know deep down in my heart, that the way you should craft your own food freedom and your body freedom and your freedom period is also through experimentation. Okay? So How are we going to approach things differently this time? And here is where the magic happens. So again, we talked about relearning, right? And what that means is like relearn to eat kind of like it's a new skill. Like learning the tuba or how to speak Spanish is a skill. We want to learn this new way of thinking around food like it's a skill. And so again, just ignore what you think you know and try this all on. You have nothing to lose and so much to gain, okay? And then we're going to take it and go into the doing side of things. We're going to try a structure on, integrate it into your life and your desires, like what you like, what you don't like, all that, and then practice it. Like simply be mindful of everything I'm about to lay out for you for just like, you know, 7 days, maybe 5 days, maybe 10 days if you want. I think 7 days is a really great place for you to start, right? But you can gauge it. There's no right or wrong way to do it, right? But remember, you get good at whatever you practice. So if you fall off of this new way of thinking, all you have to do is give it more air, like attention, intention, and repetition. And there's no falling off. I know I use the word falling off, but there's no like you're in, you're out. It's just like you're practicing it or you're not. And all you have to do is just start practicing it and giving it some more attention, intention, and repetition to get back into it, okay? So that's really it. It really is just a mindset and a brain set to walk around with every single day, okay? So we've talked a lot about the intention around things. And here's what I want you to remember. The intent of your experiment is always going to shape the content. Always, always, always. And you're going to hear me drive this point home lots, right? So I'm going to give you some intentions that I have for you because I want you to have the following. And the truth is you can get the following very quickly and very easily by going through this process. Okay, so one intention is I want you to start living with freedom, permission, enjoyment, and ease. That's as simple as it can get. Like that's what I want for you. One of the intentions of all of this is I want to help you figure out like how to connect to your body through food. Like get that food and body and mind and brain awareness. Like see what you're not seeing, experience what you're not experiencing. But also like how to take on a feast or abundance mentality where you feel like you're living with limitless choice. Like you're allowed to have as much as you want. There's no restrictions or requirements or anything like that. It is this abundance mentality where you get to have as much as you want, but you are influencing who you're being and that's going to shape the content. Okay. So again, we'll talk more about that. My intent for you is also I want to help you heal your calorie phobia if you ever downloaded calorie phobia, right? Where you're counting calories and there's like, you know, 3,500 calories to a pound of fat, which the law of thermodynamics is like a very small piece of the puzzle. But I developed calorie phobia. Maybe it was point phobia. There's also like carb phobia is a big one. I want to help you heal that. But also fat phobia, any of the phobias, okay? Calorie phobia, carb phobia, or fat phobia, I want to help you heal all of them because there's no need for them. They're all amazing and great and we need them all, okay? Also, understanding your hunger. Like, are you hungry or are you lonely? Are you hungry or bored? Like, understanding your language around hunger, okay? Also, my intention for you is healing that diet mentality. Like the difference between having a diet and rules versus structure, but that has freedom built into a structure, okay? And then, of course, freedom. I said it again because it's so dang important. We want you to be free. Free from the burden, free from the stress, okay? So some quick reminders and important distinctions, again, just kind of reviewing everything and bringing all those dots together to get you ready for your first big fat experiment. Okay, so one thing we talked about before, are you reacting or are you responding? So it's the difference between that unconscious, knee-jerk, like mindless thinking, speaking, acting, and making decisions versus am I responding? Like consciously taking a breath, taking a beat, mindfully thinking, speaking, acting, and making decisions. Totally big difference, okay? So another way of thinking about it is that word responsibility means the ability to respond, giving yourself that moment to actually mindfully, intentionally respond, okay? The other way of thinking of it is like, am I making a choice or is a choice being made by me or for me? Like, or is a choice being taken away, right? It's the difference between feeling like your life is happening to you, which is really unfortunately like a victim mentality mindset, or is life like happening for me and through me and am I the one in it, like taking the ownership of it, okay? So that's one distinction I wanted you to remember. Are you reacting or responding to food? Okay. The other distinction, do you want it or do you need it? The difference between require versus desire. Like, do I need this right now? Like my body is telling me to eat this or I need these nutrients or whatever, or do I just want it? Again, neither one is good or bad. You simply just want to know why you are eating or why you're doing what you're doing. Okay. Another way of thinking of it is like, am I conscious of whether I want this or need this? Or is my default just taking over? I just want you you to become conscious, make the unconscious conscious, okay? The other thing we talked about was this repair mentality, which is like just always living in that short term, like that short term gratification trap. It's that, you know, thinking about like your results and like without weighing the cost of the damage it does into the future, right? But also sacrificing your health or your happiness for the results. That's that repair mentality. We're just healing that. We're in a lifelong forever conversation, right? And versus that care mentality, we're really taking on this mindset that you and your body are a team and you are partners in crime for the rest of your life. And it's a matter of learning to take care of your mind and your body and brain, because you only have one and nobody can do it or want it for you. And you really want, you want short-term results, but not at the expense of your health, your well-being, or your happiness, okay? We're building the habit of having conversations with our forever self, okay? Another distinction, the difference between when we're talking about food and eating, but like anything that you're doing, like being in that parasympathetic nervous system versus the sympathetic. You want to be in the parasympathetic nervous system. That is where the magic of digestion happens. Like truthfully, any of my clients that just lose weight without changing what they're eating, they simply just change who they're being around food and you can lose weight. That's the way to the weight. It's so beautiful. It's so simple, but it's so powerful, okay? Because again, it's not about what you're doing. It's who you're being and how you're feeling that makes the biggest difference, okay? Another distinction we talked about is this feast versus famine or fast mentality. I just mentioned it. Like I want you to have an abundance or choice mentality. And so this comes down to like, how can you set yourself up with a structure that allows you to have an abundance or feast mentality versus a famine or fast or can't have it mentality, right? So for example, it is the difference between the mindset of, okay, you can have as much as you want of these types of foods, right? This is a mindset that's going to give you limitless choice and you simply get to choose. Like, do I want this or do I want that? It's like a choice or abundance mindset, right? It's a feast mindset versus, nope, you can't have this, you can't have that, you can't have that. It forces you to think about what you can't have versus what you can have. And it takes away your choice. It takes away your freedom, okay? So technically, both of them are examples of structure, right? The first one, though, is about abundance and choice and what you can have and what is available to you. And you can simply influence how you want to feel to figure out what to eat. And the second is a restriction or control-based structure, right? And remember that control is always the opposite of freedom, okay? It's using influence instead of control that we want. And a structure with freedom built in mind and choice rather than control and restriction and judgment, okay? And so the structure I'm gonna give you all is all about the former. So if you ever feel like you're in the other camp, like you're in that famine or fast mentality, you probably need to get clearer on your intention, okay? And so that is actually the perfect place for us to segue into creating your intentions, because that is truly the most important part, okay? Leading with the intent of the experiment rather than leading with the content or the food itself. And so again, from here on out, if you notice yourself focusing solely on the content, you are heading in the wrong direction. You always want to be leading with the intent, okay? And so remember, I shared my intentions for you, right? But in just a second, you're going to stop the video for about 10 minutes or however long it takes you, and you're going to simply use these intentions that I'm giving you to craft your own intentions, okay? I'm going to have you write out your own intentions for the upcoming experiment, okay? So what do you want to learn? How do you want to feel at the end of your first mini experiment, okay? And so we're going to talk about reverse engineering again, your future, starting with the right now, okay? And so just remember, like, your big fat experiment, okay, it is going to be made up of a bunch of mini experiments, okay? This one big massive, like, for just to give you some scope, I'm still on my big fat eating experiment. I'm always experimenting to hone in my long-term way of living, and I do that by going on these mini experiments, right? So after each mini experiment, you're going to simply take what works and leave the rest and then go start a new experiment and like experiment another variable, right? And that's why we want to be thinking about food freedom, and that's what we want to create in the future, okay? And your version of food freedom, we want to start reverse engineering that right now, okay? And so once again, reverse engineering it to reveal what we want and need to do right now, okay? And so as you're creating your intent, I want you to think about the following, okay? First, We're going to have some long-term intentions that are going to guide your big picture, big fat experiment, and that are going to get you to your version of food freedom. So this is the long-term forever intentions. Like, what does food freedom look like for you? And we want to create those intentions. So it might entail all of the intentions I set for you. You might need to overcome carb phobia, fat phobia, like fear of food, you know, the restriction, the judgment, all of it, right? So we're going to have these long-term intentions. But then for every experiment you go on, you're going to set some short-term intentions that are going to shape that or this current experiment, okay? So knowing that this is the beginning of the conversation between you and your body and your relationship with food for the rest of your life, and knowing that this is really just the first of many experiments that you're going to be going on with your body, what intentions do you want to have in the long run? And what intentions do you want to have in the short run, okay? That's what I want you to think about. Before we even enter into the food conversation, what's the intent that is gonna shape that content for you, right? Take a few minutes and just go get really, really clear. So use my intentions that I gave you and build your own statement of intent and write out a list or a paragraph or whatever that will guide you over the coming weeks, okay? And so, what's going to happen now? It's your turn. I'm going to want you, there's a actual form inside the membership site for you that shows you that you can use that, or you can just use a piece of paper, but I'm going to want you to stop the video and just write and see what comes to mind. And so I'm going to put my intentions back up on the screen for you before you press pause. And then you're going to simply use those as a jumping off point for your intention. Okay. Now here's the thing. Don't overthink it. Okay. Just get out the worksheet I provided for you, or even again, just a piece of paper works. And you know, maybe just set a 10-minute timer for yourself and just write, like just let your brain ramble, right? Word vomit, as I call it, on paper, if that's what it ends up being. And just start talking to yourself and ask yourself what you want, you know, and how do you want to feel at the end of your very first experiment? And how do you want to feel in general around food, right? Because I promise you that everything you see up on the screen is possible for you in a really short amount of time, if you commit, if you get 1,000% committed. So what intentions do you want to commit to for creating for yourself, right? The sky is the limit, ladies. So go ahead and just stop the video and write. All right, awesome. Well, welcome back, okay? And so before we dive into some of the ins and outs of the experimentation, I want to address some common fears because, again, this isn't my first rodeo. I've worked with so many women through this course and through these ways of thinking, and I know a lot of the fears that come up. So I just wanted to address a couple of them right here, okay? So the first fear is like, oh my gosh, Leanne is going to go tell me to restrict. I got to go like eat a bunch of cheesecake right now because she's about to give me a restriction-based mentality or a restriction-based plan, okay? And so first of all, I want to just let you know, I am never, ever, 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 ever going to tell you to do that. That is the opposite of what our intention is here, okay? Our intention is so that you never have to restrict or weigh or count or measure, and that you have the freedom to just show up and let food be food and make the decisions and know that you're going to be making the decision, that you have the decision-making power that's going to serve you, okay? That's why we're creating this experiment. It's so that you can learn that way of being around food, okay? Again, it's the difference between controlling food, like restriction and deprivation, versus influencing who you're being around food so that you're always making the choices that serve you and that make you proud, okay? So that you're tuned into your body and your mind and your thoughts in a way that you've never been tuned in before. And so that you just show up in the ways that you are, and food just falls into alignment with that, because you're committed to influencing yourself around food and influencing who you're being around food and making decisions that actually serve you and make you feel good, okay? But in that gap between controlling food versus influencing who you're being around food, we have to learn some important distinctions. And that is why we have to start with the intent. Because if you just go into the food experiment and you let food dictate the experiment, you're going to get lost, or you're going to get off into the weeds, and you're probably going to miss everything that you need to actually gain your freedom around food, and it will become another diet. And that's why we always, always, always lead with the intent. And that's why before you even begin the food experiment, I want you to clearly lay out what your intent is, And so that you're, that is going to shape the content, okay? So one other fear that always comes up is like, what if I mess this up? And I want to address that one too, because this, the simple answer is you can't mess up an experiment. That is what experimentation is all about. And if you hear that little voice in your head trying to make sure that everything is perfect, that is just perfectionism talking, okay? And that's why we experiment, because experimentation is the antidote to perfectionism. It's the opposite of perfectionism. So let your inner perfectionist stay at the door. Leave, don't invite her in, and give yourself permission to, you know, air quotes, mess up and make mistakes and learn. That is how you learn, okay? And that is all about like that's the learning experience that we need to get that data to figure out what works for you, because we've got to figure out what works for you. Okay. So I know we have hammered home the importance of intent. Okay. And I'm going to start talking to you about the content side of your experiment, as in I'm going to give you a very specific structure to follow. Okay. And so remember, structure is good. Okay. People love structure. We thrive on structure. It's good for your brain and it's good for ritualizing habits. Okay. Our job is to find the structure that works for you, but we must build it with freedom in mind, okay? Notice I said structure, not rules, okay? Structure is different than hard and fast rules. Rules means there's a good, a bad, a right, a wrong, a should, a shouldn't. Structure is just, this is the structure, this is the framework, right? And so that being said, I want to give you one last set of reminders before I dive into the specifics of the structure, okay? So first, let's review. Remember these puppies, those three magic questions. The new math we want to use all the time is why, the how, and that's going to equal the what. Like, why am I eating this, or why am I doing this? Is it because I want it or because I need it with food, right? And then how do I want to feel? You're going to reverse engineer the what based on those two things, okay? Then we talked about like why this is so magical. Okay, so here's the truth. Right now, most women are focusing on the food itself, the content, and it forces you to ignore your ability and the skill of influencing you and your decision-making power, right? Most women are also most likely focusing on weight loss alone rather than self-care. And that is what keeps us stuck in that cycle of repair versus care. And it's a vicious cycle we can't get out, right? The other side of things is that like most women's current food goggles are most likely making food and eating hard and stressful and complicated and overwhelming, which we know what that feels like too, right? But also most food approaches that you're learning or that are out there are about restricting and cutting back or eliminating altogether, or they're about doing more and working harder or pushing yourself to go further and faster, which as we learn is just threat to the brain and unsustainable, okay? So that means that on a brain level, when you're in that those modes, you're not operating from that parasympathetic or relaxed branch of your nervous system, which we learned we absolutely need. On a mind level, you're not operating from the parasympathetic, and on a body level, you're not operating from the parasympathetic. Because remember, your brain has a physiological, a mental, and an emotional response, right? And so, yeah, here's the truth. Let's say we were having a strictly weight loss conversation. You must be primarily operating from that parasympathetic branch of your nervous system for optimal metabolism and digestion and weight loss to take place. Okay, so keep that in mind too. It's science, right? Because remember, stress has a response and relaxation has a response. And stress is what's really fattening. And because there's those fat storage hormones, it leaves you in that sympathetic branch of your nervous system. And it's got that physiological response, which we talked about, right? And of course, stress is no fun, right? Not to mention you're not getting those feel-good hormones that you get when you feel good. Plus, it elevates the stress hormones, right? And remember, stress matters. Like, you have a stress response when you feel like crap or guilty, right? And you have a relaxation response when you feel good during any experience, okay? And so we want to ensure that we are creating that, okay? And so again, the general theme here, stress is what is fattening. And I say stress, it can be emotional, physical, mental, all of it, right? And that how you eat is way more important than what you eat, okay? So again, what's the solution? Intent, intention. It is everything, ladies. That's why I harp on it so much, okay? And so here's what I want you to do. I want you to continue your journey with this, but really we're talking about meeting food again and learning how to eat again, right? So instead of focusing on like what you're eating, like whether it's a carb, a fat, or has enough protein, or whether it's good or bad, or whether you should or shouldn't, or any of those old paradigms, right? Or thinking about how much it weighs, how many calories or points or grams or servings it has, or controlling, restricting, micromanaging, depriving, starving, maintaining your willpower, obsessing over food. In turn, all of this causes you to focus more on the food itself, right? We want to bring those new goggles with us. Those three magic questions are going to cover all of it. So again, instead of focusing on the food itself or the plan or the parameters, we're going to focus on making you a better, stronger, more powerful, more influential version of you every single day, not just around food, but with food included, okay? And so that way, no matter what happens, no matter what's going on in your world, you feel like you are the influence in your life rather than reacting to your life or feeling like your life owns you. And so that's why those three magic questions are so magical, okay? So again, just the Cliff Notes version, right? So like, why am I eating? Is it because I need it or because I require it? Or is it because I want it and I desire it, right? Whoops. There we go. is in really getting to know your body and understanding the difference between hunger and I just want to eat is like a really super powerful skill for you to learn. Okay. The next question, like, how do I want to feel? And this means before, during, and after you eat. So again, like reverse engineering and thinking about it before you make, like, decide on the content. Is this going to make me feel good and positive and happy? Or is it going to make me feel bad and negative and unhappy, right? And then coming from a place of how you want to feel and then moving in the direction of what would bring you closer to that. And that's going to determine the what side of things. The what is, okay, reverse engineer it. Like, but also keeping in mind, is it friendly to my nervous system? Is it real? Like, is my body and brain going to even recognize it, right? And do I like it? Does it make me feel good? Or am I forcing myself to eat things that I think are healthy or like keeping it low fat and makes it taste bland and all that, right? And so again, like focusing on being mindful of what you're putting in your body and if your brain considers it to be healthy, okay? And so in a nutshell, I invite you to try this on instead, okay? Instead of eating less, right, or controlling, eating less fake stuff, eating less mindlessly and eating less reactively, okay? And eating more real stuff, like stuff that your nervous system recognizes and eating more mindfully and eating more responsibly, okay? So to sum it up, if you ditch your current counting, measuring, weighing, and obsessing brain, right, and simply try on this mindset and set of awarenesses for 7 days just to start, we're doing experiment number one, it's gonna change everything for you, okay? All you have to do is remember those three magic questions. And instead of focusing on food, we're gonna be focusing on becoming a more powerful version of you, okay? And that's really it. That's the gist of it, okay? So now let's get into how to bring this structure to life, okay? Again, I'm going to give you a very specific structure to follow. I'm going to give you some choices. It's like a choose your own adventure style. And the intent that we talked about and really hammered home, again, that's the intent that shapes the content that we're going to share. And this shapes the structure that I'm about to give you, okay? And remember, structure's good. It's good for your brain and it's good for ritualizing habits, but too much structure or feeling like you have no choices and like too much control, not good. Your brain does not like that. And so our job is to find the structure that works for you, but we've got to build it with freedom in mind first, okay? And again, notice I said structure, not hard and fast rules. And we got to begin with the end in mind where this is about freedom and health. It's not just a weight loss conversation anymore, right? So, okay, here is how it works, all right? So what is going to happen is no matter where you are, no matter what, you're going to start at phase one, okay? This is really the same mini experiment that I shared with you back in week two. And it's a perfect example, again, of working in minimums, not maximums. And so remember how I jokingly shared with you what I call the pregnancy diet, where all you're doing is taking radical ownership of what you are and what you're not putting in your body. As in, yes, what I'm saying is like, be a body snob, right? Be a body snob, as in like protect yourself, hold yourself to a higher standard of what you put in your body, okay? And so all I want you to do is combine that food awareness experiment with a combination of those magic questions, which is literally that reverse engineering process that I taught you, and we're gonna just simply bring it together, okay? And so phase one is simply using those three questions as your intent, and the mini experiment from week two is the content, okay? That's it, all right? So again, this is phase one. I'll talk to you about phase two in just a second, but phase one, this is where everybody's gonna start, okay? Which is, it's an awareness experiment. You're gonna subtract where you're, like the chemicals and additives, like would you eat if you were pregnant, right? And you're gonna add, that's the content, you're gonna add sorry, you're going to be aware of how many nutrients you're getting in your food, like hyper dose yourself with nutrients. And that means vitamins and minerals. And again, forget about macros. Just focus on getting the micros as possible, even if that means eating more fat to make it taste good. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to learn how to make that stuff taste good. Like cook it in some bacon fat, cook it in some butter and coconut oil, whatever, right? Make it taste good, right? Combined with the intent of the three magic questions. That can be all you do this week if you choose, and it will drastically transform your life if that's all you do, okay? So again, I'll come to phase two in a second, but why is this so crucial? Why are we starting here? Why am I bringing you back to what you've already been doing and driving that home? Well, here's the thing. We've got to take care of our nervous system first. It is the queen of our bodies. And as I say, every other system in the body, including your gastrointestinal system, your cardiovascular system, your musculoskeletal system, it is the nervous system's bitch, as I like to say, okay? And when we take care of your nervous system, it will take care of you, okay? Because remember, we talked about the tale of two brains. Like when there's unhealthy cells versus healthy cells, there's a big difference. And like, When you're nourished and you're healthy, you're gonna be able to optimally digest and have energy and vitality, and it's gonna fight and prevent cravings. Like there's so many different things, not to mention your cells will actually be healthy and you'll be able to have a healthy body and fat loss will just happen so much more easily, right? Versus if you're unnourished and hungry and have unhealthy cells, you're just creating an environment that is not conducive. It's actually gonna be conducive to like weight gain and stress and all that stuff, okay? So again, phase one, it's an awareness experiment where all you're doing is subtracting the stuff that's not real and adding in as many nutrients as possible. That means you might be eating more calories because you're getting in fat. We're not worried about any of the other stuff. All you're doing is getting in as much nutrients as you can, okay? And again, adding in that intent of the three magic questions. Again, this can be all you do this week if you choose, okay? But if you do want to influence the what side of things a bit more and get a more focused structure, this, and by the way, this is an and conversation, not an instead of conversation. You're still going to start at phase one. Here is phase two that you can add on, okay? So phase two is phase one, plus you're going to see you have the option. There's a choose your own adventure, option one and option two. You can add in either option one or option two. So basically, you're gonna find separate videos for each of these, okay? And I've included printable cheat sheets for both of them. And there's a mindful eating tracker too. Now, on the mindful eating tracker thing, I wanna just say, don't feel like you have to use the tracker, okay? I put that in there for those of you that really like the idea of like tracking something or keeping a record of something. But if it triggers an old ingrained pattern of tracking or writing down, totally ditch it, okay? Remember, this is your experiment and the goal is freedom and peace of mind, okay? So, and again, the main purpose of this is not about the food. So even if you do choose to use the tracker, this is what it looks like. You'll see that that's the third part. The food side of things is the third part. Like it's the purpose is really just to get mindful of why you're eating and how you want to feel, or in some cases how you don't want to feel. But again, feel free to totally skip the tracking side of things if it doesn't serve you, okay? But also remember, the intent shapes the content, okay? You are starting with the intent that you created and the intentions that I'm giving you, right? And the last thing I want to say is just don't overthink it, right? Don't make it too complicated. Don't overanalyze it or question it to death. Just do your best, right? This is not about being perfect. It's about becoming intentional, okay? And again, always focus on the intent that's driving the content, okay? Keep bringing yourself back to your intentions and you will not lose, okay? Freedom, happiness, peace of mind, self-love, self-care, optimal health, just to name a few. Okay, so here is what you're gonna do next. You're gonna just start taking action, right? So first things first, rewatch that mini experiment video from, that is phase one, that food awareness experiment. And I've posted it right below for you to just have easy access to. You're just gonna rewatch it because that's phase one for everybody, okay? Then you have the option to watch the explanation videos for phase two. So you have those two choose your own adventure options. Again, you don't have to add this, but you can, right? Then I just want you to choose and decide and commit, as in choose which option you're gonna do. Are you gonna do phase one or phase two? Decide, as in eliminate all other options, make it non-negotiable, commit. Okay, commit and make it non-negotiable, right? And then go try it on. Don't aim for perfection. Don't get it perfect, just get it going. I think Wayne Gretzky said it. It's a great quote, right? And then ask questions as you go. Ask questions along the way and start steering this plane right now, okay? So watch the mini experiment, pick, watch the phase two if you're interested, and then choose which one, decide that you're going to do it, and make it non-negotiable, and then just go take action. Don't aim for perfection, okay? That is it, ladies. That is how to start out your first big fat eating experiment. Can't wait to hear how it goes. Reach out if you need any help, and I will see you in the next video.